And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of June, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet and dramatist John Gay, born in Barnstable, England, in 1832, best known for his play The Beggar's Opera, and also for his epitaph on his tombstone in Westminster Abbey. "Life is a jest, and all things show it. I thought so once, and now I know it." It's the birthday of Česlav Miłosz, born in Lithuania in 1911, when it was still part of the Russian Empire. In 2002, he wrote Miłosz's ABCs, alphabetical entries, people he knew and admired, and historical events. And one of the entries in his ABCs is for the little towns, the little hamlets around the place where he was born in Lithuania. He wrote, "A traveler journeying across that plateau today will not be able to intuit what once was on it. Smoke from the hamlets has vanished, along with the creaking of well pumps, the crowing of roosters, barking of dogs, people's voices. There is no longer the green of orchards embracing the roofs of the cottages, apple trees, pear trees, plum trees in every farmyard between house, barn, and granary, so that the village streets were framed in trees. People loved trees there, and they also loved whittling away at wood, carved window shutters, symbols and letters chiseled into beams, stools of a prescribed shape, frequent roadside crosses linked with the radiant symbol of the sun and an inverted crescent moon, or little chapels in which sat a mournful Jesus." Česlav Miłosz moved around Russia with his family. His dad was an engineer in the army in World War I. Went to high school in Vilno, which was then part of Poland, now is the capital of Lithuania. He worked for Polish radio at the outbreak of World War II, stayed in Warsaw through the war. Afterward, worked as a political attaché for Poland, worked in New York, Washington, Paris. And in 1951, while he was working in Paris, he found out that if he went back to Poland, he would be arrested for political unreliability. So he sought political asylum in France. He wrote fierce critiques of Stalinism, but the intellectual culture in France at the time was leftist. It idealized communism. And so Česlav Miłosz left for California, lived in Berkeley for many years, taught at the university, finally returned to Poland in 1981, the year after he won the Nobel Prize for Literature, died 6 years ago at the age of 93. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, entitled "The Reunion." "The last time I saw them, we were young. Ginny was a cheerleader. Ben was getting A's in trig. Tonight, we glance at name tags. Around the cheese tray, we say, 'Of course I remember you. Yes, 4 years ago. Things are better now. No, she never graduated. Moved. I don't know where. We look good. The food is just fine. The music brings it all back, and we dance the latest steps across our brain's prom floor. It's all the same, and nothing is. We're still dumb kids, just gray and tame. If we had to do it again, we'd get it right. Some are sure they got it right the first time. They ask for another Manhattan, dry martini, scotch on the rocks. They glisten in their tans. They watch the rest of us, the ones with comb-overs, two divorces, the ones who look for lower gas prices, a good night's sleep, group tours." A poem entitled "The Reunion" by Jack Riddle, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.